Talk radio for Catholic life to start your day.
Morning Air
on Relevant Radio with Glenn Leverins. Here's your host, John Harper.
Good morning. 3 minutes after the hour. It's Friday, May 14th, 2021. As you and I start a brand new day, we wake up carrying crosses. Some are heavier than others, but we all have those ups and downs in our lives. Life does bring changes, some good, some bad. So how do you manage that? And that worry, that undercurrent of worry, there's a little bit of that in all of our lives. So how do you put that worry in God's hands? Put it all in God's hands. Jesus, I trust in you. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes when Gary Zimmick joins us. Also, later on in this hour, the suffering that comes from those crosses. There's fear that goes with suffering, right? That's kind of a crossroads, fear and suffering. And again, putting that in perspective and what to do. So you not only embrace that cross, but use the power of the Holy Spirit and pray that prayer that we learned from Bishop Bill Walk in the last hour. Holy Spirit, teach me to do what to do today and the strength to do it. We'll unpack all of that, plus take your prayer intentions and a fresh Glenn Story Corner coming up in this hour of Morning Air. And on this brand new day, we begin in prayer. We invite you to join us for the morning offering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world for the salvation of souls, the reparation of sins, the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father this month. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Five after the hour now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Let go, let God. How many times have you heard that? And it's easier said than done sometimes, depending on the weight of the cross in your life. How to put that worry into God's hands. Gary Zimmick's going to help you and me right now. He's the author of the brand new book, Give Up Worry for Good. You can find him and get his email reflections at followingthetruth.com. That website, followingthetruth.com. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, John. Always great to be on with you, my friend.
Again, life's got challenges, ups and downs all the time. And, you know, the old saying, roll with the punches. And there's a lot of wisdom in that as well. But sometimes they're just phrases if you're trying to roll with those punches and you can't.
Exactly, John. And, you know, you and I have been down this road before. I've shared on the air publicly that I'm not a big fan of change. You know, I don't like things to catch me by surprise. I've had this discussion with God many times, and I've asked him to take this away. You know, I don't want any more change, Lord. I want a roadmap for the rest of my life. But that's not the way it works. And I'm eventually, after all these years, I'm beginning to learn that change is the way that God, especially the unexpected changes, the things that I have no control of, that I don't expect or particularly like oftentimes, that's the way God guides me to be the best version of myself that he wants me to be the person that he wants me to be. And, you know, I'm starting to finally understand that. And once you give into that, once you recognize that God loves me, God is in charge, he's completely in control, and he's always with me, then, John, it becomes easier to accept those unexpected changes that happen in life and realize that he's going to work it all for my good.
When you're out of the valley and up on the hill and you look back and you see how you carried those crosses, you see God saying to you, you probably weren't listening to it when he was saying it to you, but he was saying, no, you're stronger than this. You're right. Stronger than this. You can handle this. And so that helps you through the next valley, which is perhaps not quite as low as the previous one.
John, that's so important to what you just said, because one of the favorite examples that I use when I speak is the storm at sea, when Jesus led the disciples into the storm. He led them into the storm. I mean, that he said, let's go, let's cross to the other side, which if they were listening, they would have realized they were not going to die in the storm. They were going to make it to the other side. But he led them into the storm in order to teach them something, in order to teach them that he was bigger than the storm. But at the end of the storm, not in the middle of it, at the end of the storm, they said to one another, who is this guy who can have power over the waves and the storm? And you're right, that's when we understand what we can do with God's help. It's typically after the storm passes. And then if we use our time wisely and if we spend time meditating about it, we will be better prepared for the next storm, which is coming. You know, as much as I don't like to admit it, life is a series of storms, and right. we have breaks in between. You know, the next one's coming, so I would be smart to prepare for it by looking back on how the Lord's always been faithful in the past.
With Gary Zimek at followingthetruth.com, we're talking about how you put worry into God's hands. How have you done that in your life? How have you managed that worry? How has God helped you with your worries? 888-914-9149. Or maybe you're in one of those valleys right now, and the Holy Spirit brought you to Morning Air on Relevant Radio just at the right time. How many times have you and I had that experience where the Holy Spirit brings you to Relevant Radio at the very moment you needed to hear something? And maybe this moment is for you if you're dealing with worry. Gary's here to help at 888-914-9149. Can good changes even cause worry? Has that happened in your life, Gary?
Oh, absolutely. Because, John, I have this fear, you know, if a good change happens, something positive, this makes me sound pathetic, but the way my mind works is if something changes for the better, and you probably know where I'm going with this, I start to think, well, this isn't going to last. You know, this is, I mean, it's so pathetic.
Oh, how little faith, Mr. Zimek.
Right. But hey, look, I try to keep it real. But, you know, that's what I have to fight against, that tendency to say, well, this is too good to be true. This isn't going to last. But I've learned to live in the present moment. And, you know, John, one thing I do want to share with you that I was thinking about this before I went on the air, this conversation between you and me, and all of my talks across the country for the past 10 years, and all of my soon-to-be 10 books that have been released, none of this would have come about unless on January the 6th, 2012, my supervisor, when I was working in the software industry, came into my office and said, "Got a minute?" And we went into the office. He said, "I'm sorry to inform you that today is your last day at the company." John, I was terrified. I was devastated. But that launched my whole full-time ministry. I would have never taken this step. You and I would never be having this conversation if not for that day. And I remember that feeling walking into that office. I knew what was coming at that point. But you know, that unexpected, unpleasant change really amounted to something unbelievably good in my life.
The Holy Spirit kind of picks you up by the scruff of the neck and puts you in the next situation.
Yeah.
Maybe scary.
Yeah.
You may not want to go there.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you look back, we're talking about not only the spiritual, and this really is a good question because we very often have fear of the unknown. But with the 2020 spiritual hindsight that we have, how can we turn that into 2020 spiritual foresight?
You know, John, that's a great question. And one thing I want to point out, you touched on something that I think bears exploring a little bit, the fear of the unknown. If I'm in the middle of a storm, if I have a cancer diagnosis or if I lost my job, I can stare that storm right in the face and I know what I'm dealing with. But that fear of the unknown, the what if this happens or that happens, That is an endless source of fear because I can catastrophize to the point where I'm just going to make up that crisis. You know, so that fear of the future, that fear, that what if, is almost more dangerous than being in the storm itself because my mind can just take it the problems can have no end when they're imagined in my mind. But the 2020 hindsight is important because, and again, this is a point I make when I speak, and I think I've mentioned this in some of my books, none of my problems have killed me yet. And I always tell that to people, look, you're here, you got through them, because otherwise you wouldn't be hearing what I had to say. I think sometimes we do have to look back and say, man, I was terrified, I saw no way out, but you know, somehow the Lord got me through. Why would he desert me now? And you know, the Bible is a great source of that too. Look at all the times that he provided for his people. He is faithful. He is with us. He's not going anywhere. But we need, as you said, to have that 2020 hindsight to look back and say, all right, now I see things differently. I see the big picture.
Gary, do we need a certain amount of stress? Not like we're looking for job changes, for example, to keep us sharp, but a certain amount of stress so we're not just lazy if things are going well, but a ball player is going to kind of put some stress on themselves. An announcer might put some stress on themselves to say all the words correctly, but to keep us sharp.
I think we do, Glenn. I hate to admit that, but I think we do because there are places where God wants me to go. There are challenges he wants me to explore where he knows with his help that I can succeed, but where I'm afraid to go. So the stress, the challenges, the realization that I can't do this, whatever this is, on my own, that's necessary, because then it reminds me that, hey, I need to turn to God for support. I can't forget about him. And as crazy as it sounds, it's way too easy to forget about him and to start thinking that, oh, I can do this. I got this. You know, I always put out requests whenever I'm speaking somewhere. I always go on Facebook and say, would you please pray for me? And sometimes people will post, oh, you got this. And I'll always think like, no, I don't. That's why I'm asking for the prayers. I don't want to do any of this on my own, because I can get a little overconfident at times. And those stressful situations in our lives, they can remind us that we can't do it on our own, but with God, we can absolutely do it.
Putting your worry, your life, right in God's hands. We're talking about that with Gary Zimek, who's the author of Give Up Worry for Good, online at followingthetruth.com, 888-914-9149. How do you put worry in God's hands? How do you deal with that worry? And maybe you're in that position right now. We are here to help, 888-914-9149. Julie's in Portland, Maine. Julie, good morning. Welcome. You're on with Gary Zimek.
Good morning. I just wanted to share a quick story. I had a challenge in my life for 25 years that used to send me into just racking sobs. I mean, if there's anybody out there struggling with something that just is overwhelming to you and you feel like it's never going to go away and you're hopeless and depressed about it, I mean, I can't even describe the feeling of helplessness and hopelessness I had over this situation in my life. And one night, almost per usual, there I was in my bedroom just sobbing. And, you know, I wasn't even asking for the Lord's help at that point. That wasn't even on my mind, and it should have been. But, I was just beside myself, and I look up, and there is the Lord. I'm not even kidding you, standing in my bedroom, holding out to me in his hand, his sacred heart. And he looked at me and he said, peace be with you. And this was probably 2 years ago. Do you know, since that moment, I have not shed one tear. I don't even care about this issue anymore. It's just gone. I'm at peace. I have a wonderful relationship with the Lord at this point. And, you know, people say things like that just occur in your imagination, or, oh, you just imagined it. Something that you imagine cannot fundamentally transform you from the inside and bring you peace the way this experience did. So I would honestly recommend anyone who is worried or hopeless, put it in the hands of the Lord. I wasn't even asking him for help, and here he showed himself and showed that he heard me.
Wow, Julie, wow. What a powerful witness. Gary, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Oh, Julie, that is so good. And, you know, Julie, that's an example. And thank you. You know, thank you for talking to those people who are absolutely hopeless, because I know they're out there today. And Julie, what you said is so true. The Lord's going to find a way to break through. You aren't even asking. But in his mercy, he reached out to you. And I absolutely believe that he made that transformation possible. There's no way you would have gone from sobbing every night to not even shedding a tear over this situation without the intervention of the Lord. Boy, that is such a great story. Thank you for sharing that.
Julie, we were leaning forward into the telephone as you were telling that story. Yeah. And I know our Relevant Radio family of listeners was leaning forward into their speakers hearing that, and you've touched so many souls. Thank you so much, Julie. God's blessings to you. 888-914-9149 with Gary Zimek online at followingthetruth.com. We're talking about dealing with change in your life. We all have change in our life, and putting worry and your life in God's hands. How have you done that? How have you put worry in perspective and put that worry in God's hands? 888-914-9149 in Shawano, Wisconsin. Margaret's joining our conversation. Hi, Margaret. You're on with Gary. Welcome to Morning Air.
Thank you. Good morning to you, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks, Margaret.
Heard about your book right before Lent, and I actually ordered your book, Give Up Worry for Lent. And it is, I tell everybody this, it's the best book I've ever written. As a matter of fact, I'm looking over here right now. Here it's sitting on my counter. there's a quote in there. I'll start. I had some medical bills. I had tons of medical bills that I was just worried sick about. I finally got them paid off on March 15th of this year, and I was so ecstatic. I had no medical bills. 3 days later, I had an injury, and now I'm back to a lot of medical bills. But I went back to a quote in your book that says, let go and let God. And that's probably just a short part of it, but it's I permanently had that put on my wrist so I can look at that every single day. And now, I'm not stressing over it. I am worried about it, but I don't stress over it because I know that it happened once, it's going to happen again. You just have to pray about it and let God help you with it, and somehow it'll be taken care of.
Margaret, first of all, I'm very humbled by what you say about the book. I'm so grateful that the Lord is using me to reach people, to share the message. But you have the perfect attitude. Yeah, we should be concerned about our problems somewhat. And is there anything I can do about them? But He is going to provide in some way. And that's the important thing for us to remember. And it sounds like you understand that now. He would not create us to abandon us. And that's, He's going to take care of us. And Margaret, I'll keep you in my prayers. And thank you so much for sharing that. It means a lot to me.
Margaret, thank you.
Thank you. And I am ordering your new book, your book, Give Up Worry for Life. So I thank you so much. You guys have a blessed day.
You too, Margaret. We'll be praying for you in the Adoration Chapel today with Gary Zimek this morning at 888-914-9149, how you put worry into God's hands. Or maybe you need some help getting into that mindset, getting into that position of faith. 888-914-9149. Marion is in Connecticut. Marion, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air, and you're on with Gary Zimek.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have bought a couple of your books. I am just ordering this one now. I've been going through a situation. It's going on years, and I just keep giving it to God, praying for God to take it away from me.
Yeah.
It's about my son has married somebody. They didn't want kids. They got pregnant on birth control, which I know God sent him that child for a reason. But I don't see them. Now it was because of COVID. Now it's because of whatever. They're loners. They're atheists. And I just, so I've given up on my family, and I just pray and pray for God to take it away, and I just don't know how to pray.
Boy, Margaret, that is a very common problem, and I will add that to my prayer list as well. The thing to remember is that people have free will. And that sometimes we want to change things because we know what's best for them, even though they might not know what's best for themselves. But I would say just keep praying. That is one thing that you sound like you're doing the right thing. That is one thing that you can absolutely do. God does respect people's free will. And I know in my own life, He wasn't going to force me to turn my life over to Him until I was ready. Just keep praying for them that the Holy Spirit can open their hearts. And I've seen it in my life. I've seen it in the lives of family members. There's stories of it in the Bible. Look at St. Paul. Look at that conversion. Don't give up hope. God wants you to be hopeful. And this situation can turn around. And prayer could be the key.
Marion, we'll be praying for you. Thank you so much for talking about putting worry in God's hands with Gary Zimek, the author of the new book, Give Up Worry for Good, and online at followingthetruth.com. Barb's in Winfield, Illinois this morning at 888-914-9149. Hi, Barb. You're on with Gary.
Hi. I just wanted to share a story. It happened in 1995, and I had my five kids, my husband in the pew, and Father Bob Hoffman, our pastor, was giving a homily on worry. And he said, do you know anybody that just really worries? They're worried all the time, every time you turn around. And I looked down, and all of my children and my husband are just looking right at me, just smiling like, okay, this homily's for you. And he just talked about it. People worry because they don't pray enough. They need to pray more. So what was really cute is my husband and the kids, when they would find I would get anxious and worried, they'd say, okay, everybody stop. Mom's got to take some time for worry. And let's worry with her, And so they made it a humorous thing. And I think it was good because I was reminded, quit worrying and remember that homily and just keep praying.
Exactly. That's a great story, Barb, and I'm glad you could see the humor in the situation. For some, it's not that humorous, but for me, I have to laugh at myself, some of the crazy things that I do conjure up. And yeah, you know, my late mother-in-law used to have a saying. She would say, "Why worry when you can pray?" You know, and Padre Pio, pray, hope, and don't worry. It's just, it's so simple. But yet, as John said earlier in the interview, it's hard to put into practice sometimes. But the more you do it, the easier it becomes. And the more you realize God's in control. This might be a surprise to me, what's happened, but it's not a surprise to him. And I can guarantee you, based on my own life, it does get easier the more you do it.
Barb, thanks for listening in Winfield, Illinois, with Gary Zimek. We're talking about how to put worry in God's hands. Mary's in Miami, listening to Relevant Radio 1080 this morning. Hi, Mary. You're on with Gary. Welcome to Morning Air.
Thank you. Good morning. I am very new to your station. Only this is my third day listening in. But I want to share the experience that all of the times that I have had a real repentance in my heart and gone to confession, God has totally healed the sin, especially mortal sins that I was having. So trust, give it up. I'm walking. I'm out of breath. Trust in him. Don't worry about it. He will heal your soul through the sacraments. I wanted to share that.
That's great. Yeah. And the sacraments, what a great source of peace and healing. I'm so glad you brought that up, Mary. That's a great reminder. You know, if you're anybody's able to get to daily mass as I am and frequent confession, what a great source of grace that we get to help us to deal with those problems that we face and to experience the peace the Lord wants us to have.
Mary, it's a beautiful message. Thanks be to the Holy Spirit for having found Relevant Radio. Call back more often. We'd love to put your voice on the air and amplify it this morning. Mary, welcome to the family here at Relevant Radio. Annabelle in Albuquerque, New Mexico. How have you put worry in God's hands? Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, when I was 23 years old, I had bought my first house. I was single. And I was sick a lot. I had a little asthma attacks, and I was having migraines. Sometimes they hit me at the same time. And I remember I was missing work a lot. And I went to work one day, and the boss had told me, you know, you need to stop it. I said, but I can't help it. You know, they hit me sometimes both at the same time. And I have to miss. I can't work. And I remember going, I was worrying, oh, my gosh, I'm going to lose my house. I'm going to lose my car. What am I going to do? You know, I'm going to lose my job. And I remember that night sitting at my kitchen table, opening up the Bible. And the Lord spoke to me right then and there. And it was 6:34. Don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow might never come. And from that day forward, I didn't worry about that next day. I had a healing of asthma back in 98, 97. And we'll still have the migraines, and I had a stroke from the migraines. So, but I know the Lord had a plan, so I didn't worry about it. I have other healings and things that I didn't worry about, but anyway, God is so good.
Thanks be to God for that. What a beautiful witness, Annabelle. We're out of time, Gary. Let's revisit this topic sometime in the future. And of course, Gary Zimek is online at followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com. And that's where you can get that new book, Give Up Worry for Good, as we put worry into God's hands. We'll be praying for you. Gary Zimek, thanks so much. God bless.
Thank you, John. God bless you too, brother.
Coming up in the next half hour, we'll be praying for you just ahead of going into the Adoration Chapel and taking your prayer intentions and then suffering and the fear that goes with it. There's a balance there, and it's a good 1-2 punch here of help, spiritual and otherwise. After talking with Gary, we'll show you about suffering and fear and how to manage that together. And again, put that in God's hands and trust him right after we hear today's gospel from the 15th chapter of John on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
This is today's gospel reading from the New American Bible.
John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another.
You can find all the daily readings at relevantradio.com/gospel or tap the prayer tab on the Relevant Radio app.
Let's go to Donna, waiting patiently in Santa Ana, California. Hi, Donna. Lady Madonna.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet.
How many children do you have and how old?
Two. I have a three-month-old and a three-and-a-half-year-old. And I'm telling you, I put Relevant Radio on all day long because it's what keeps me sane.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
I promise to be on my best behavior.
Relevant Radio.
Have you ever wondered why Jesus chose 12 apostles and not 10 or 7 or some other number? Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and maybe you already know the answer to this. There were 12 tribes of Israel, the chosen people, and the reason for 12 is that the great Jewish patriarch, Jacob, also known by the name Israel, had 12 sons. That was the old covenant. And so when Jesus came to bring a new covenant, he chose 12 men to be the pillars of his church. In ancient times, the number 12 represented maturity, or the perfection of government. So when Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus and did not repent, but despaired of ever being forgiven, and then died, the apostles decided they had to replace him so that the number 12 would be complete. According to the first chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, the saint whom we celebrate today was chosen to take Judas Iscariot's place. His name was Matthias, and he was one of the many followers of Jesus who also saw Jesus after his resurrection, and so could give witness to that fact. Pope Benedict once drew an important lesson from all this for us. He said that this choice of Matthias compensated for the betrayal of Judas, and that every Christian is called in his or her own life to balance the evil in the world with good. Here's how the Holy Father actually put it. We draw from this a final lesson. While there is no lack of unworthy and traitorous Christians in the church, it is up to each of us to counterbalance the evil done by them with our clear witness to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Listen to more of Father James Kubicki's daily reflections by downloading the free Relevant Radio app.
Powered by you.
Powered by you.
This is listener-supported Relevant Radio.
I was baptized, confirmed, First Holy Communion in prison, due in large part to Relevant Radio. I just want to say thank you to you and all of your listeners that support Relevant Radio.
Relevant Radio.
I'm not a Catholic, but the influence of your radio station is really drawing me closer.
Backed by your prayers and your generosity, this is listener-supported Relevant Radio, bringing Christ to the world through the media.
29 before the hour. Good morning. It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Glenn's got a fresh story corner coming up in this half hour, and we'll also take your prayer intentions just ahead of going into the Adoration Chapel this morning. That's coming up. You'll recall that Pope St. John Paul II began his pontificate with the words, "Be not afraid. Be not afraid." And we try to live those words, but that fear is always a little bit of an undercurrent in our life. Sometimes the fear can be paralyzing, and it also triggers anxiety. So how do we manage all of those different feelings, all of those very, very real emotions, fear and trembling and a faith-filled anxiety? And how do we reduce that with all of the stressors in our world? Prayer is an important part of that. And we're going to give you some more solutions now with Keaton Douglas, who is the executive director of the iThirst Initiative for the Missionary Servants of the Most Holy Trinity. Keaton, good morning. We just finished talking about putting worry in God's hands with Gary Zimek. And with worry does come fear and trembling. In your experience, and also, again, working with those who are suffering from addiction through the Missionary Servants of the Most Holy Trinity and the iThirst Initiative, where is that balance? How do you teach them that balance?
Good morning, John. Well, I'll tell you what, it's certainly a balance that we need to strive for. You know, they often say that fear is the absence of God, you know, the absence of the love of God. And for people that are suffering from unnatural attachment or disordered attachment disorders, such as an addiction, all they see is themselves and the object of their attachment. There's no room, there's no light to see the love of God, even the love of our fellows, the love of ourselves. And people live in a lot of fear. They live in fear of getting high, because nobody knows what they're actually getting these days out there. There's so much with fentanyl and things of that nature. People are frightened of not getting high because they're frightened of getting sick. They're frightened of losing their self-respect. They're frightened of being caught, of being incarcerated, etc. So it's a life of living in fear. And so what we try to do is certainly help people to put down that attachment, to leave that attachment, to put it down, and then to journey. And that's what we do. We walk with people along that, what we call euphemistically, the road to hope, or the road to recovery. So we journey with them. But it is absolutely true. When we work the steps, the 12 steps, we're able to peel back those different layers of fear and anxiety that people have. But even for those that are not suffering, John, from these particular disordered attachments or addictions, etc., boy, I tell you, we are living in fear, times of great fear and anxiety. I made the mistake, I say mistake to you and I laugh, but I think it's true, of turning on the news the other evening. And I heard the word fear used a number of times, right? People were fearful of what transpires with the vaccine. They were fearful about not getting gas. They were fearful of shortages, collapsing infrastructure, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought to myself, good grief, we definitely live in times of great fear and anxiety. And I think they were definitely exacerbated by the pandemic. You know, we've seen so much of that as people are fearful of contagion and stuff. But I think it's okay to acknowledge that, because I think each one of us lives in a certain amount of fear and anxiety that we have, and they navigate our daily issues in our daily life. And I think it's okay to acknowledge that and acknowledge that anxiety and fear are part of our regular emotions. God gives us emotions so that we learn to live in communion with Him and with our fellows. You know, in fact, it could be a little bit healthy sometimes to have a little bit of anxiety and fear. But it's when it becomes paralyzing, as you said, mm-hmm. we really have to look at it and give it to God.
What's a healthy amount of fear?
You know, I think that as part of our emotions, to acknowledge that a little bit of fear, for example, being a little bit of fearful, or perhaps a healthy respect, one might say, of the sea, would make sure that somebody always is wearing a life jacket. Now, full disclosure, I am a member of the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary, so I have to get a little boating safety plug in there myself. But it's true. You know, if you're a little bit fearful of the outcome of the situation, you might protect yourself a little bit more. Let's say also that if you have a little bit of anxiety about paying bills this month, well, perhaps it will preclude you from spending frivolously because, you know, you won't do that. So it's okay. But it's when it becomes absolutely paralyzing that we understand that the fear itself becomes an attachment. And I've dealt with that in my own life, John. I've dealt with that, you know, where I've been afraid of something. You know, before I really came into the faith quite deeply, I would have a fear about something and I would perseverate on that fear, and the fear itself became the attachment that precluded me from developing my relationship with God.
Sure.
It was about, that kept me from an intimacy with Him and my fellows and my faith and my church and all that.
Did you know there's an anti-fear book? I've got it right here. That's the Bible. And all you have to do is open up. There are any number of passages. How many Psalms? I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears.
Absolutely.
Psalm 34:4. It's all that. So, you know, maybe a deeper dive into that and turning off. It's funny you mentioned the news I was watching last night. And listen, I worked in that business for a million years, and that's part of their business model of selling fear. And I was just laughing at the beginning of the World News Tonight with David Muir. And it's like, come on, guys, give it a break. So I went over to the Weather Channel, and I slept like a baby last night.
Yes.
By the way, it's going to rain in Bismarck today.
Well, it's good to know, John. If I'm headed there, I'll be sure to bring my umbrella. But I think that you're absolutely right. You know, certainly with the 24-hour news cycle, as you said, and you just hear these same things over and over, it produces anxiety. There's no doubt about it. Sometimes, full confession, I'll turn to the sports channel, not so much the weather, but I'll be looking at some sports to get out of that. But yeah, sacred scripture, throughout sacred scripture, they are really talking about, constantly talking about in the Old Testament and the New Testament about be not afraid. And my favorite quote is from Philippians 4. In verses 6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present yourself to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
We're talking
that,
about putting.
I think, is such a great reminder.
It is, and we're talking about putting fear in perspective this morning with Keaton Douglas, the executive director of the I Thirst Initiative of the Missionary Servants of the Most Holy Trinity. And what do you do when you find yourself going down that path of fear? 888-914-9149. Of course, the words of Padre Pio: pray, hope, and don't worry. Do you live those words of Padre Pio, Saint Padre Pio? What do you do when you find yourself getting fearful? 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Here on Morning Air, talk a little bit about how we talk about prayer, and prayer does put things in perspective. In your experience, and also working with those who are suffering from addiction through the I Thirst Initiative, how do you teach those that you work with and counsel to put everything in perspective with prayer?
Well, it's a difficult thing, and I think it's certainly a process, John. First, we want to let people know how to pray and how that prayer is a beautiful communication with the God of their understanding. Many of them are not part of our Catholic faith. Just to get them to begin to communicate with an entity, a higher power, something greater than themselves. And that is, you know, that is part of the process. And step two of the 12-step program, we say we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. So that indicates that there's a journey. There's a faith journey. And I believe there's a faith journey for every one of us as we dig more deeply into our faith and certainly digging more deeply into our prayer lives. I don't know about you, John, but I know that my prayer life develops and increases, and sometimes it changes. But allowing people to kind of exercise what we call their prayer muscle, you know, and that may be for those that are in recovery or in very early recovery. It may be as simple as just saying in the morning when you wake up, say thank you. Thank you. Address that higher being, that higher power that you understand. You know, and then they come to a realization and kind of indicate and observe a God of their understanding. They kind of grow into that as they develop in their prayer life. So, you know, we want to encourage them to pray and to meditate. Gosh, that's important. We have two ears and one mouth for a reason, because we're supposed to be listening twice as much as we speak. And so listening for the word of God, allowing God, a God of their understanding, to reintroduce himself, because sometimes folks that are suffering have a very, for lack of a better word, perhaps an immature understanding of God, a God from their early life that may have been very punitive or whatnot. We want to start introducing them to a God of love and a God of great mercy. And so walking with them as they go through that process, but also, you know, with each other in our personal self-care, developing our prayer lives, really putting everything in perspective with prayer. I often say, if we spend as much time in prayer as we do in worry, things would really be different, wouldn't they? And I mean that for myself, too. I'll have anxiety over something. I'll be all thinking about that. And I say, wait a second. I've got the greatest tool in my life. I've got prayer. And I often feel that when I pray the Holy Rosary, it is my greatest, as they call it, a weapon. weapon. This is the greatest weapon against that fear and anxiety that I have. So putting things in perspective with prayer, journeying with people so that they learn how to pray, they learn how to communicate, and they learn how to listen to the Word of God, as he introduces himself all over again.
With Keaton Douglas, we're putting fear in perspective this morning and helping you at 888-914-9149. Rachel's in Lexington, Kentucky. Hi, Rachel. Welcome to Morning Air. You're on with Keaton.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, and I just wanted to do a really quick share because it was truly God that I really think that helped me with this. So the thing that I do with fear, and I do have some experience in the 12 steps, and I also came from, my mother just passed away, but I came from a very rich Catholic heritage, and she prayed like crazy. And I think the two things that I do is, one, they have a what's called a fear inventory, people in the 12 steps, that I kind of write through and look at something objectively, and that really helps. But the other thing, and actually it's funny because I'm raising a teenager and just finished my taxes, lots of work stresses, and Mother's Day just passed, and my mom passed from Alzheimer's. But so a lot of things going on, but what I've started to do, and it's truly the Holy Spirit, is that in going to work, I would do that fear inventory, and I still felt anxious. I've gotten back to saying the rosary again. I've got a rosary app, and in the last 3 days doing both of those, I just felt so grounded and so just filled with the Holy Spirit. And so I just felt moved to share because it's a beautiful thing that the Holy Spirit, and my faith is a gift.
Oh, that's beautiful, Rachel. What's your mom's name so I can pray for the repose of her soul in adoration today?
Maria.
Maria. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Rachel.
And Rachel, if I could just say something quickly. I just wanted to tell you that my mom also passed away this past year from Alzheimer's. So God bless your mom, Maria, my mom, Janet. And I understand exactly what you're saying. And the miracle of the rosary. The rosary continues to have miracles for each of us every day who start saying it and praying. It's magnificent. So God bless you, and thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks, Rachel. Join Father Rocky tonight, if you haven't, at 7 Central tonight to pray the family rosary across America. Brian in Wisconsin, good morning. Brian, you have a comment about overcoming fear. Welcome to Morning Air.
Yeah, I just heard this once. It goes, you're knocked on the door, please answer, and no one was there.
Brian, can you talk into the phone there, Brian? We missed that important quote about overcoming fear.
Yeah, it goes, fear knocked on the door, faith answered, and no one was there.
There you go. That's a beautiful quote, isn't it, Keaton?
It sure is. It sure is, and that's a good one to remember for certain.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Brian. Eric's in Round Rock, Texas. Eric, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air. You're on with Keaton.
Hi, Keaton, and thank you for having me on. I just had a question. What can one do to directly address, you know, like a paralyzing anxiety, like in the moment, like, you know, because right now I feel like I'm going through such extreme anxiety and such. So I was wondering, what can one do?
Brian, what I have found is truly, this is really when I do, as Rachel was saying, I pick up my rosary beads and I start praying at that moment. I have to release that anxiety in the moment. And by picking up my rosary, I carry my rosary everywhere I go. I have rosaries in pockets. I call upon Our Lady because I always fear that if fear is the absence of love, it means the anxiety, the accuser are there. And so when I pick up my Holy Rosary, I know that our Blessed Mother really handles so much of the anxiety that we have. She wants to be there for her children. So I start praying. I think self-care, Brian, is really important. So in those moments, other than when you're having that extreme anxiety, to make sure that you are taking care of yourself. I used to do a series of talks called God's Got It, Go to Bed, about, you know, making certain that you are treating yourself well, that you are there having enough sleep, that you are eating, that you are taking time to do something for yourself every day that you enjoy, a stroll, reading, outdoor time, things of that nature. And also extreme anxiety I find in my own life is caused when I procrastinate on something, Brian. So if there's something in your life that you have anxiety about because you don't want to face it, so you're not doing it, I find that when I commit to saying, you know what, I'm doing it, sure, I pick up my rosary and I can walk through that fear.
Eric, I will take your prayer intention with me into the Adoration Chapel today to pray to St. Dimphna so you can deal with that anxiety and let us know how you're doing. Stay in touch. john@relevantradio.com is my email address. You can reach Keaton Douglas and the iThirst Initiative online at iThirstInitiative.org. The letter I, iThirstInitiative.org. Keaton, thanks for helping so many Relevant Radio listeners this morning. God bless.
Thanks so much, John. God bless you.
13 minutes before the hour, Glenn's got a fresh story corner coming up in the next 10 minutes. And ahead of going into the Adoration Chapel this morning, we want to take your prayer intentions. You may call right now, 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149 for your prayer intentions right now here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
The significant economic impact is putting tremendous pressure on women to get abortions, and the abortion industry is really exploiting that.
Would you believe that abortion clinics have seen an increased demand amid the coronavirus?
Hi, this is Glenn Leverins. Please join Relevant Radio in our hourly Memorare campaign for an end to abortion and the protection of all human life from conception to natural death. Our next goal is 400 million Memorares. Add your Memorares for life at relevantradio.com. Let us pray. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly to thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
Relevant Radio is supported by Notre Dame Federal Credit Union. You already share their Catholic values. Why not share in their benefits? Complete a virtual financial checkup, and they'll donate $150 in your name to an eligible parish, school, or nonprofit, including Relevant Radio. Full offer details at notredamefcu.com/elevate. Insured by NCUA.
Lord, Teach Me to Pray is a proud mission partner of Relevant Radio. Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the Ignatian Prayer Series, can now train you and others electronically to become facilitators and bring the Ignatian way of prayer to your parish. Come to know and love Jesus Christ like never before and help others do the same. Don't pass up the opportunity to join this work of the new evangelization. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com and click on Digital Training.
The Patrick Madrid Show.
You know, Cyrus, half the time when a caller says, I have a very simple question, I think what they're really saying is, can you please keep your answer short?
My question is a very simple one.
I think what they're saying is, can you just give me a simple answer?
Very intuitive of you.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Patty now in San Antonio.
Hi, I have a very simple question. Hint. Just kidding.
Okay, I know what you're saying.
8 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio Line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/forester. Corner in just a couple of moments. We'll be in the Adoration Chapel a couple of hours from right now, and we want to pray for you before the Blessed Sacrament, and we're taking your prayer intentions right now at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Beginning in Sacramento, California, Robin on Relevant Radio 1620. Good morning, Robin. How may we pray for you?
Good morning. Thank you very much. And it's short but important. My son told me yesterday, someone he had met, they were bringing him a washer and dryer, a young man. And then as they began talking, it was known that, and he was not married to his girlfriend, but they were thinking about maybe having an abortion. And so my son talked to him for a while. And then when he told me about it, I just thought if there'd be a way to get more people to pray, that it seemed almost like this would be very borderline, that this young man really kind of didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to get out there for people's prayers. And then also we saw an accident. My son at the same time saw an accident shortly after, and that too. So two little things, but the prayers that are said do miracles. And so thank
two
you
very
for
big
here.
Things.
Thank
you know, in fact, time. Robin, what yeah. we should do right now, because as you know, and I'm sure you've joined Relevant Radio's campaign to pray a memorare a day for an end to abortion. We're working on nearly 400 million memoraries with great souls like yours. Let's pray one right now for an end to abortion and for a respect for all human life from the moment of conception until natural death. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Robin, thank Amen. You so much for the call this morning. Margaret in Illinois, good morning. How may we pray for you?
Good morning. Thank you so much. I listen to this program day and night.
Thank you.
Thank you for having it.
Thank you.
I need prayer for what is called IBS, and that's irrational bowel syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just no cure for it. And what you eat hurt. What you don't
right.
eat, you lose weight.
Sure.
I pray all the time, and I just can't live normal life with this
right.
disease.
Very debilitating. We're going to pray for a full recovery for you today. I'm going to take that before the Blessed Sacrament today, Margaret. Thank you. And keep us posted. Let us know how you're doing. We're going to pray for that full recovery. Karen in Holy Hill, Wisconsin. Excuse me. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Air. How may we pray for you?
Good morning. Well, first of all, I'd like you to pray for my mother-in-law who's celebrating her 80th birthday today. But I'd also like to have you and everybody pray for my grandchildren, especially my grandson, Wesley, who is having a true allergic reaction to the amoxicillin and hasn't really been moving or walking much in the past 3 days, that he gets a full recovery and gets his little 18-month spike back.
Sure, definitely. What's your mother-in-law's name?
Betty Joe.
Happy birthday, Betty Joe. Maybe if we have time, Glenn can play Happy Birthday on the accordion today. Thanks, Karen.
Oh, thanks. I would love that. Thank you.
Thank Bye. You so much. Happy birthday, Betty Jo. JJ in Minnesota, good morning. How may we pray for you?
Good morning. For my wife, who had a knee injury yesterday, trying to recover from that, and for my daughter, who doesn't go to church anymore. She's in her 20s. She claims that we made her be a Catholic when she was growing up. And for my two granddaughters that have an eye disease that they can't see very good. That's all. Thank you very much.
Take those prayers before the Blessed Sacrament, JJ. Thank you so much. Let's go out to Los Angeles. Elvia, good morning. How may we pray for you?
Hi, good morning.
Hi, how may we pray for you?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I wanted to pray in unity with all of you for my brother-in-law, Marco. He had a really bad fall, broke his hip and his knee, and he's going into surgery in 10 minutes.
Okay.
So also for the recovery of his soul, because he's been away from the church and has very many atheistic thoughts and beliefs. So
we'll
hopefully
pray,
his
we'll
soul
pray for
and
the physical, yeah, the physical and the spiritual healing of today. And also it's going to be a very painful process through the rehabilitation process. So we'll pray for him. Keep us posted on his physical health, his spiritual health. Thank you so much. 888-914-9149. Mary in Austin, Texas, how may we pray for you?
I would like prayer for the Middle East. My fiance's son is over in Bethlehem. And my fiance is thinking about going over there to help take care of his son. I'd like to get prayer for that.
Definitely, and we've seen the fighting intensify overnight as well. So we're going to pray for peace there. That's a beautiful prayer intention, Mary. Thank you so much. Carol's in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Carol. How may we pray for you?
Yes, I'd like you to pray for all the students that are having now their summer break from the Newman Center at Westchester University, and for Father Tom Gardner, who just is such a leader to them and such an inspiration. So I'd like you to pray for all them that they stay safe and they stay as close to the Lord as they are.
What a beautiful prayer intention. That is such a beautiful prayer intention. We'll pray for all of those young men and women and also for Father Tom. Carol, thanks for listening to Relevant Radio in the Delaware Valley. If you weren't able to make it through, you can go to relevantradio.com/pray, relevantradio.com/pray, and know that all of your prayer intentions are also prayed for. the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass that you hear on the radio at 12 noon Central with the Divine Mercy Chaplet and Drew Mariani at 3 Central and the Family Rosary Across America tonight with Father Rocky at 7 Central. Our time right now, just ahead of Patrick Madrid, is 3 before the hour, and it's time for today's Glenn's Story Corner.
Our story today is called, Will You Be Ready? As we are on the eve of the NHL playoffs, a little hockey involved today. Our story by Steve Goodyear. Abraham Lincoln once said, I will prepare and someday my chance will come. When his chance came, he was ready. During his seminary years, one priest in training sported a t-shirt that never failed to bring chuckles. Across the front was emblazoned, Expectant Father. His chance came and he too was ready. When your chance comes, will you be ready? Hockey superstar Wayne Gretzky was always ready. He broke almost every record imaginable and is known as the greatest hockey player of all time. Gretzky, not particularly big for his sport, standing 5'11", weighing in at 170 pounds. He never skated particularly fast. His shot was not high-powered, and he often placed dead last on regular strength tests administered to his team. So what made the great one so great? He was ready. Gretzky attributes his stardom to practice and preparation. He practiced stick handling in the offseason with a tennis ball, as that was harder to control than a puck. In practice, he innovated. He practiced bouncing the puck off the boards to his teammates until that technique became a regular part of his play. Then he worked on bouncing the puck off the net. He became so accomplished at these maneuvers, he sometimes said, people say there are only 6 men on the ice, but really, if you use the angle of deflection from the boards, there's 7. If you count the net, that's 8 from the opening faceoff. I always figure that we have them, 8 on 6. What made the great one so great? Gretzky was always the best prepared member of his team. He was ready. It's been said, if you want your ship to come in, you must build a dock. When your chance comes, will you be ready? Luke 12:35 reminds us, be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning.
And one of the most humble men you'll ever meet. I had the opportunity to meet him. I was blessed to be able to meet him in Boston. He was just standing by himself at this little event that I was emceeing, just, you know, as quiet as could be, and was actually flattered that somebody came up to him. And I'm saying, well, you know, I wanted to say, wait a minute, you're the great one. But talk about a picture of humility. What a great story corner. You want to hear that again? It's up on our continuously updated Relevant Radio app. It's the Glenn Story Corner podcast. And if you have a story for Glenn, morningair@relevantradio.com is our email address. Patrick Madrid coming up next. It's a minute before the hour here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.